This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Who gets the big turd?
I've got a large one for that one. Very large. It might ripple. Might have to get cut.
Welcome back. Happy whatever day it is when you hear this. Whatever week, whatever month it may be. I'm here. And I got a couple of the boys with me. We wanted to do a little something. We're going to be off a couple of days over the holiday break, so I'm not sure when you will hear this. I'm not sure when we will drop this. But just a little something year end, if you don't mind. So I'll bring the gang in. Scoob's in the house, of course. How we feeling, Scoob?
Got to get in the light. Not used to turning the lights on the weekend. Feeling good, though. It's very, very strange being here on a weekend, but I like it.
McMahon's in the house. How are we feeling, Mick?
I take, and this happens to me at least 3 times a year, I take the simple invention of electricity for granted every day. And then when it's taken from you, when it's ripped from your clutches, you're like, man, oh man, do I wish I had that fucking thing.
Imagine being in on like the beta testing. For electricity. It's like, you guys want to test this out? And it's like, I guess. And you try to, it's like, oh my God, no, wait, why did they stop? They're like, no, it was just a trial. No, bring it back forever.
Imagine being neighbors. Yeah. Being neighbors of the guy who's on the beta testing, and you lift your candle up. What the fuck? How many candles does he have? Is he on fire? What's going on over there?
He's just looking outside. Looks dark out there.
They probably didn't trust it at first. They were probably like, no way. If I can't like feel it and get hurt, I don't trust it.
Right. When you touch a light, it's supposed to physically melt your hand. Mm-hmm. That doesn't count. That bulb stuff. Edison's full of it. But we wanted to get to some year-end stuff. Just some basics. Mick, what were the couple you suggested? We'll get through them in whatever order, but just some wrapping up.
It was top 5 movies, which movies and TV shows is becoming harder and harder for me as the years go on because I simply don't have the time.
I had the vision all along. but go on.
Songs, albums, athlete of the year, sports moment and moment of the year, and then crap of the year. Who gets the big turd?
I've got a large one for that one. Very large. It might ripple. It might ripple. Might have to get cut. We'll see.
Just turns into the crapper. We never do songs or movies or books or nothing.
I will say for the songs, that one, I was sitting here. I was like, I don't know if I listen to any specific songs this year. It's a blur to me.
With
for me, it, no. Go ahead.
I was gonna say with streaming, I don't know the names of any songs anymore. Like, yep. I'll press an album, I'll press play, and that's it. It's like, what was that song I really liked? And then I have to end up listening to the whole album again to find it. I just don't know the names of songs anymore.
That's why, like, as I listen, it's like habit. I have to stop it then and there. What's this? Let me add this song right now. Because if you don't catch a couple lyrics to Google, like, what did it say? Bounce around like a basketball? Lyrics, Google search. And then you find the song. But my consensus for all of these is, like, I don't think I listened to 5 new songs this year. Whole year. 3, maybe? 4? I don't think I did much new at all, but somehow we scrapped together a list. Where do we want to begin? I'm open. What was the easiest list to put together? Your album songs, like, what
albums for me?
Mine was movies. Movies was actually really hard, because I had to whittle down from like 10 to 5. But I had a lot of options there, so it was easy.
I was gonna say songs and albums. I felt like it was a really good year for music, at least for my ears. So those were the whittle down ones. Movies, it was like, did I see 5 movies this year? Like, did I?
I know for a fact I saw 5 movies this year. I know for a fact I did not see 5 movies that came out in 2022.
Correct.
Those two, yeah. Those
are the facts. One from this year. One.
Do we start with cinema?
We can do some cinema. Scoop, lead us off, because you seem to be the strongest one here.
I'm muted and I'll kick my feet up. And at the end, I'll chime in with the literally one new movie I saw.
I went with all movies from last this year. Couple came out like at Sundance last year, but formally came out this year. So it counts.
It will be an award season for this year, right?
Yeah. Yep. That.
4 of mine will not. Will not qualify.
I was debating, like, do I just do ones I liked? And I was like, no, I'm going to be a purist for this. Okay, so I did. Do I have to do these in order? I didn't think about order. Oh, God.
I mean, you can count them down. You can count them up. It's your list, Daddy. I don't think we're going to have much overlap. So, like, I don't feel like you're going to get to 3. And I'm like, ah!
Okay, I'm going to count down. So I'll start at 5, go up to the best. It's going to be controversial, I think. Okay, so I'm going to go with The Worst Person in the World by Joachim Trier. Then I'm going to go with The Batman, Matt Reeves. 3, The Northman, Robert Eggers. 2, Jackass Forever, Jackass Crew, and Jeff Tremaine. And then my number one movie of the year was RRR by S.S. Rajamouli. Because that movie really was just like a spectacle, unlike anything else I saw this year. And it costs like a ton of money to make, which is awesome to me. So
hey, you know it's good. I thought Scoob was having a stroke for a minute, man. He said about RRR, S.S.S., E.T.T.U.,
No, but
I've heard of. I don't have really the slightest concept of what even happens in it. It's not in English, right?
No, it's not in English. It's like I think a part of it might be in English. Okay. It's hazy for me now. I saw it a long time ago, but it's about, I believe it's about the Indian Revolution in India. So it's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, I've heard only good things. It's long, though, right? Is it long?
Yeah, it's a really long one. It was like over 3 hours, I think.
So, plane movies, okay. Mick, do you have any overlap there with you?
One. There was one overlap. I'm sure everyone listening knows exactly which was the overlap. The Batman. One of the few movies from this year I saw this year. Most of the movies I saw this year were rubbish, like true rub, like Thor. Thor was not good.
What was the worst?
The worst was probably, so I love my wife. I want that on the record. Known wife lover, Coley Mick.
Somebody made a documentary about her, and my God, I couldn't get through it, man. Snooze fest.
From about October 20th until now, the movies that play most in my home are like the Hallmark holiday movies, which it's the same movie They just swap the actors and actresses out.
That's right.
They're not bad, but they're also not good. Like, not even a little.
Also good. Correct.
They're on.
They're movies. Like,
yeah, they're for sure movies. There's a plot. There's a place. The who, what, when, where, and why are all answered. So all of those would probably be tied for last. I don't think I saw anything like offensively worse than those. But the Lindsay Lohan one, really bad. Great to see her back. She deserves better than that. That specifically was probably the worst one. Even the Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds Christmas movie, that wasn't good.
That one didn't look real, like just the cover of it. Like, I'm pulling that up. We're pulling that up.
Yeah, let's have a look-see.
That was an Apple Plus original. And it's a musical, which I didn't hate that they went musical for a Christmas movie. It just wasn't real. Yeah, Spirited.
The words you said, Apple original Christmas movie, those aren't in the Bible.
Correct.
Yeah, none of those.
It's as soulless as that sentence sounds.
This is definitely a... Like, on Twitter, everybody's so good at graphic design. Like, somebody, you know what I mean? Like, somebody dropped some new jerseys. I was like, are those really the Pistons jerseys? Those are pretty good. Oh, no, they're fake. And it's like, oh, yeah, somebody got pretty clever. This is a movie that is a passion project for both, I'm sure. So
they're working on it their whole lives.
Yeah, can't wait for the sequel. Scoobles, the worst one you saw. No, go ahead, Cole.
No, I was going to say there are other movies that I want to see, like RRR, like The Northman I would watch. Like, there's a lot I would watch. I just, again, there was no time.
That was the other thing I realized when I was putting my list together, because I was texting my friend, like, oh, I can't whittle down this list. And he goes, how, when you haven't even seen everything yet? And I was like, oh, no. So
that mine was the other. I was like, I was texting my friends, give me movies I might have seen. And I can't. I think in all, like, I was looking through, like, the movie releases by streaming services. I was like, I haven't seen any of these movies. I think I saw two new movies. One I liked, one I didn't like. So one was the best movie of the year, and that was Hustle. Which
I've almost
like
put Hustle on my list.
Feels like it was 6 years ago. I was like, that was this calendar year. It was like this summer, man. Like, Hustle was not that long ago.
No.
You could tell me that Uncut Gems came out this year, and I would be like, yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Or you could tell me it came out in 2017, and I'd be like, yeah, okay. That was a good one. The bad one, I know we talked about, Scoob. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, man. That was this calendar year.
That's my worst movie of the year too. I was hoping it would be yours too. It was so bad. That was the worst movie I saw this year.
It was so bad. I was like, I think I need to watch it again. Like, for that. Have you seen it, Coley?
I have not, and I know people who personally worked on that movie too.
Oh no!
It's tough. But there's the last scene, the Tesla scene at the end is worth the price of admission. Like, I might need to run it again just for that. That was my worst. But there were the other movies that I had seen, bangers, all bangers.
I was going to say the other four I did see aren't, again, not remotely close to new, but I had never seen them in full. So they were new to me, and I think people are going to be angry when they hear the four specific movies that I had never seen in full. But they reached my top five of 2022, so they were good. I agree with the general consensus that they are, in fact, good.
That's here.
Number four, Point Break. The original, not the remake.
That was this calendar year. Yeah, that was February.
Yeah, let's look that up. Point Break. This says, what is
original?
Original. Oh, 1991. So that was a couple weeks ago, actually.
It was what, 10 months. Okay.
Credit to me, I was two. So you can see how that gets lost in the shuffle.
I think I saw, I
agree
saw
to that, disagree.
I saw that for the first time last year. So, okay. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I saw it for the first time when I was one. So. Well,
number three, Terminator.
One I've seen, put that on the board. Banger. A banger, too.
A big banger. Number two, Heat. People not stop tweeting about Heat. Did the second one, the book came out? Book two came out?
Yeah, I think, I can't remember what the book is, if it's like a prequel or a postquel or something like that.
Sequel?
No. No, it's not a sequel. It's something like a... It's
a postquel. No, you had it right. Don't let me throw you off, man.
It's it's like with different characters. Or so. I'm not sure sure what it is, but
I met him in his old school. You met him and his son. what else you got on the list?
My number one, Terminator 2. I ran the top two. Yeah.
Nah, you talking my kind of cinema, Mick?
I like them both. I see why they've stood the test of time.
Who's the enemy guy, the badass, the T-1000 guy?
Yeah. Like, what's his real name?
No, that guy was awesome. Oh. good call. Scoob, I've got good movies I saw that weren't this year. Did you have a list? I feel like Scoob actually saw movies this year, so I didn't know if he...
I didn't keep a track of... I didn't do a real cinema head.
Yeah, I went real cinema head
with it. I went, maybe I'll have to do a little teaser on the stream or something.
I got my top five. Number five, Casino.
That's a good one.
Again, movies aren't new, but they're new to me. Casino was five. Goodfellas, number four. I feel like this is the part that'll be controversial. I got Godfather Code is the one I watch, which is different from Godfather 3, I've learned. It's the one that the director actually wanted to do, but they physically would not let him because it was wrapping up maybe the most successful at that time, series at the time. So I would say Code. I said this to somebody, and they're like, you have Godfather 3 over Goodfellas? I said, no, I have Godfather Coda over Goodfellas. And if you haven't seen Coda, you can't talk real cinema to me.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Coda 3, Godfather 2, and what do you know? Godfather 1.
What?
I watched five new ones. Five for five, man. I think I hit five homers.
Mafioso Trilly with the five.
Might go Heat. Heat was in like those, like the recommended, or have you seen... If you like these, so maybe next I just pick five classics. So Gone with the Wind, Casablanca, 2023 could be you.
Michael Mann hasn't made a bad movie in his life.
I'll be the judge of that when I watch one in 36 years. Is that all the movies? Any other cinema? Was this considered like a good film year? Like, I feel like we... Even from the outside looking in, I can tell by the way the awards are talked about. They're like, this is a good, like, they're eagerly awaiting the award season this year. This year is like, ah.
Well, it's like two of the most famous and successful directors, Scorsese and Tarantino, have, like, if we did Who You Crappin' with them, they'd be like, Marvel, the executives, literally anyone who's in charge of making movies. Like, they, Scorsese just outright.
What's the beef?
Scorsese just doesn't like I feel like he hasn't been as nuanced as Tarantino, and I've also only read clips, like quotes from Scorsese, so maybe he's been more nuanced, but I listened to what Tarantino had to say because his quotes went viral, and Tarantino was like, if I was 24, I'd be having the time of my goddamn life watching these movies. I'm not 24, and as someone who wants to make movies... Like, he's like, I don't have the problem. I can make whatever the fuck I want. other studios aren't greenlighting anything that isn't a superhero movie. So it's dumbing down the entire industry. He was like, growing up, I used to think the 80s were the worst in cinema history. Now I kill for the 80s. Like, I would kill for it. So he's like, I don't hate the superhero movies. I just wish other people were allowed to make anything else.
Right. I wish it weren't all there is. Because with everyone, right. Yeah, there's a sequel and there's a universe with 20 characters and they get movies. So I get that. And Scorsese, he feels similar.
Scorsese's, like, the quote I remember that went super viral was, like, they're amusement park rides. Like, they're not movies. And I have immediate pushback to that because it's, like, people waiting 3-hour long lines to go on amusement park rides.
Yeah, people playing amusement trips parks around.
Yeah. Amusement park rides. I don't like them, but they objectively rule. It's like a multi-billion dollar industry, much like superhero movies. And like I said, maybe he's been more nuanced in his take and he's Martin Scorsese. But what was tough was he dropped The Irishman at around the time he was crapping on superhero movies.
A movie I tried to watch and could not get finished. So it'd be on this list, but I could not finish it.
Where I take a little umbrage with it is he's like, there's nothing like artistic about these. And like with how much CGI there is, those people deserve all the credit in the world. They're working like absurd hours, right. Not getting paid nearly enough. And they look fucking, most of the time they look crazy beautiful. So it's like there's a lot of artistry going on. If you have a problem with the script, yeah, no, that's why I said mostly. I know like the last Thor looked horrible.
I don't think any of them look particularly that good.
Really?
I've never been a fan of them. I've watched them and like I'm like
from a certain side or from a certain network, like some or a film company, I guess, like some look better than others or some is just like they just don't look that good.
All I can imagine is just how whatever I'm looking at isn't real. It's just a green room they're in, and then it's dubbed in after. Like, the helmet on their head isn't real. Like, that's green screened on. Like, their suit isn't real. It's green screen. Like, that's so crazy to me.
Goob out on cartoons, man. I got some bad news for you.
I didn't watch that many movies this year. I watched, like, probably 10-15 movies. Last year I watched like 200, so it was a huge shift. Yeah, it was,
you know, what might have been the most in the middle movie I saw this year that came out this year was Chip and Dale Rescue Ranger with John Mulaney, and I can't remember who did the other voice that's bothering me now. But that was a movie where it was like, oh, I know how this is gonna go, and it did, but it wasn't bad in that sense. Like sometimes you see how it's going and they pull it off, and I think they did a decent job for, again, Chip and Dale Rescue Ranger. But to Scoob's point about the green screen, what's the giant thing they built? Is it called like the Sound or something?
I have no clue. Should I look it up?
Yeah, it's replaced CGI and it's more for the backgrounds of stuff instead of green. It replaced green screen. I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically like a trillion LED lights, something like that. And that's how they've recreated like scenes. I know it's big in Marvel.
I do know when I Googled it, the first thing that appeared was Marvel has a VFX problem. That's from Bill Simmons. It's from The Ringer.
Yeah, it's from this year. I definitely think it's devolved. I think it started off a lot better than it's become. Practical effects just aren't a thing anymore, unless you're who's doing Oppenheimer, Scoob?
Ooh, Christopher Nolan.
Nolan's a lunatic. Did you hear what he did, Tyler?
No, I haven't heard about anything he's done.
Oppenheimer is about like the development of the atom bomb.
Sure. There's only Oppenheimer I know.
And he refused to do special effect atom bomb, so he set off an atom bomb.
Now, is that real? Is that real?
Yes.
Shelby's in this?
Oh, yeah.
And a real atom bomb? Okay.
Someone did a thread on, like, the five like his five most ridiculous effects because this story just went viral. And I gotta say, the realistic effects for sure look better. Like, there's no arguing that.
Right.
And it goes, this, I feel like this specific tweet goes viral probably twice a year. If you go back and you watch, I think it's the second Pirates of the Caribbean, the Davy Jones, the octopus looking guy, that was like 2001 special effects, 2002. And like his tentacles move like so fluidly, like he looks wet the whole time. James Cameron just spent 12 years on Avatar 2 trying to figure out wet, and Pirates of the Caribbean 2, which was also fucking Disney, nailed it without much like hullabaloo. You know what I mean? Like, it's like just
20 years ago. Yeah.
They're spending more money to make things not look as good as they used to just because it's easier.
That's everything, man. That's life, baby. Cars cost more and last less.
It stinks.
We got no cash, no jobs, Mick. no film either. You got anything else on movies or
what's next?
Oh, none of us had Top Gun.
Oh, I forgot about Top Gun.
Little surprise there.
I'm going to have to bump Northman for Top Gun, to be honest.
Yeah. I would say it. Tom Cruise would like that.
Actually,
I'd like that.
Yeah, I'm going to bump Northman for Top Gun. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah.
I might bump Goodfellas for it, too, just off the string. Just off the string.
He did save cinema. He's the GOAT, Scoop.
He flew the jets. He was flying them. He was flying the jets.
I saw that article as well. I'll tell you the hardest one for me. This is, I couldn't come up with a five. Shows.
Yeah, it was hard.
Oh, that like was
TV
easy.
TV shows. Well, then talk to me, Scoob. I did not have many shows.
This one was on easy because I only watched five that came out this year. So
you got me by two. So
got me by three.
Oh, man. My number one is a lock. Lock City here. Okay, so number five is The Bear. That was what was
cooking
it?
Show.
Yeah, the cooking show, Chicago. I think they were making the sandwiches. Really liked that one. Four is Servant, which is M. Night Shyamalan's TV show. I believe that's on Apple. It's a scary one. But it's also food-based. A lot of attention to detail with the meals and stuff. So it's creeps you out, makes you look at your meals differently. Then
I like that. Okay.
Oh, and it's about cults and all that, too. And not trusting anyone in New York City. Now this one, I don't know if it counts. I mean, the new season was this year. So Atlanta, number three. I thought the new season was...
If a season dropped this... Yeah, I think that counts.
Yeah, so I thought the new season was great. I really liked it. I thought the ending of the season was great. And I thought it was much better than the prior season. And then two, I have Severance, which is that Ben Stiller show. It's got... what's his name? Adam Scott, I believe.
Yeah.
That was really good one. And then... my number one show is Yellow Jackets. I thought that show was great. I was hooked on that show. I was watching it the day it
came
out.
Is that the Lord of the Flies style show? They on the island?
Yeah.
I know of it, yeah.
Yep, with the soccer chicks, yeah. Great show. And season two starts next year, so I'm looking forward to that.
McMahon, what the... What were your couple of shows?
I mean, one of these is a three-episode miniseries, so I hope that counts. Number five, I'm going with the hit animated series Gargoyles. I rewatched that this year on Disney+. A banger.
Hold up.
That's Keith David doing the voice, I'm pretty sure. Like, one of the great voices in American history.
A picturesque gargoyle voice.
Oh, yeah. A show I finally watched, Mad Men, that's coming in at four. Solid show. I now get all the memes, at least the context of the memes, because there's a fucking lot of memes from that show.
Yeah.
Number three, I'll go Trainwreck, Woodstock 99. That's the three-episode mini-documentary on Netflix. I prefer that one to the HBO one, though I do think watching both gives you more of a full picture. I think Netflix just did a better job on the whole. Two, this show also, I thought, finished this year, and then once I finished, found out there was another season coming. So I felt hoodwinked and bamboozled by that. But Stranger Things, I thought this most recent season of Stranger Things was actually fire. Because I think I watched the first season right when it came out, started the second season, and then just stopped watching it for really no reason whatsoever. So going back and rewatching all of it and then catching up to this most recent season, pretty good.
They and finishing one, that like, or is that gonna go forever?
That feels like one of those things where we look up and it's season 20. It cost $1 billion to produce. Well,
it feels like there's no in between anymore. Like it goes one more season or it goes 30. Nobody's going nine seasons.
I think the writers have already committed to other things. So I think they're wrapping it up. But I do think there's going to be like a spin-off type show that they hand off to someone else. So I don't think we'll ever be done with that, but I think once they're done with the original cast, I'm out of there.
Stranger Things ending feels like the kind of thing that if it happens, Netflix goes away. They don't even like think of, oh man.
They may. They just may.
I think that's why they keep lying about like Wednesday being the biggest show of all time. You know what I mean? Like, every time they drop a new show, they're like 45 billion people watch this show.
Yeah, I was like, I said 45 billion watched it last time. Y'all still firing people and raising prices. Interesting.
And my number one, as it is most years, is Banshee. I rewatch that again this year, as I do every year, and I always tell people to watch it. About two people listen to me, and they agree it was a really good show. So we'll try that again this year.
Wait, is that like done, like never coming back?
Yeah, every once in a while. I mean, it's the dude who plays Homelander now in The Boys, so he's ascended into like mega stardom. But Banshee, yeah, I don't. They've talked like, hey, it was a Cinemax original. So that's why no one saw it when it was live.
That's
8.4
stars.
Yeah, it is really good. Like, I've never seen a show have so many different types of people and not make it like not beat you over the head with it. Like, this show has Amish people, it has Satanists, it has Native Americans, it has trans people, and it's never like, hey, we're doing this for a reason. It's just like, no, this is kind of just the world it exists in. It's not, like, it doesn't, like I said, doesn't really beat you over the head with it. Like, it just is the show. You never learn the main character's name, which I appreciate.
Do you need it?
No, you genuinely don't. It's just really fun. It's I think it's the best action that's ever been like on regular television. I guess it's premium cable, but regular television. And I don't know, each season kind of exists unto itself while all tying in with one another. I think it's just really fucking good television.
How many seasons are there?
Four.
Might have to give it a watch.
A lot of seasons, cool. I had one. I know at school you might want to close your ears for this. Winning Time. Listen,
is that this
Winning
year?
Winning Time was this year.
Oh, that needs to be on my list then. I thought that was last year. Winning Time's for sure on my list.
Winning Time. Right,
sorry, Gargoyles. You're
on. Yeah, bump. Fuck you, Keith David. I like Keith David. Winning Time. We watched it every Every Monday we would talk about it. Every Monday school would hate it. Every single part of it. And every single Monday I'd be like, did y'all watch? We'd be like, yeah, yeah, I watched. Yeah.
I've come back around on it, dude. I actually liked it. I did. I've wanted something.
It's a good show.
Wanted something like that since then. Nothing else hits like that, where it's like bad. It's so bad, but you're at some point you're like, huh, I kind of do like this still.
It's entertaining, yeah, I should say. Yeah. It's an entertaining show. Now Scuba's ready to Adam McKay kill Adam McKay. He's like, you can see their words. He's like, their lips aren't moving. They still talk. I'm like, I think it's editing. He's like, it sucks. Is what it is.
That one time was egregious. I remember exactly the moment you're talking about. If Coley, you need to go back and see it. I'll find it.
That's McKay, baby.
I just started my rewatch. I like Winning Time a lot. I just thought it was last year. Yeah, Winning Time was a gross oversight on my behalf.
Oh yeah, no. I need some more Norm Nixon magic. Oh yeah, Scoob did not like the stories being made up at all. He did not like the dramatization for it at all.
Someone said it in chat the other day. I can't remember if it was H. Moreno or who it was, but what happened is I watched Magic Johnson show his retelling of it, and it sucked so bad. I was like, oh, Winning Time ruled.
See, with that, I feel like that's what a lot of these, I don't know, writers or series heads, whatever, go into it. It's like, if we tell the real story, that's boring.
Right.
It's just boring. Like, we have to lie. So you dramatize and all that, and then Norm Nixon playing May Cross and Magic Johnson up in a mink coat.
That was a little egregious. That was a little, but
I don't think it was egregious enough. I think he should have
nothing for him.
Hey, he should have dunked from the 3-point line. It probably wasn't one yet, but he still should have dunked from it. So Winning Time is in there for me. The Rehearsal, another one that I was like, man, that was this year. Just captivating. A little scary, a little funny, but mostly scary. I haven't seen every episode, but every one I've seen so far, and I anticipate catching up. Abbott Elementary, the ones I catch randomly are all hits. So I think that might have started, I think, December last year, but their second season was this calendar year. So those were like really my three. The World Series is like when they show like the ratings at the end of the year, the NBA Finals, do those count? If not, those are my shows.
The NBA Finals had gone a different way. It would have been one for me. There's no question. It's the dead last, worst thing I watched this year.
Does Triple D count? Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? I watch a dangerous amount of that. And if that counts, then that's eternally in my top one. Top one. Anything else on shows?
Oh, I did want to honorable mention the Real Housewives umbrella. That's been holding me down.
The whole umbrella. I was gonna say it's like 100 city school.
I finished Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Shout out to those gals. The one got arrested for like PPP fraud or whatever. But now
real shit.
Yeah, real shit.
Don't do that.
Jen Shah, what a queen. Now I'm on the Real Housewives of New York City, so the OGs. So, yeah. And then I'm going to Atlanta after this. So I'm excited for my journey.
Scoobs is taking him a trip. I was watching Real Housewives of Evanston, Illinois.
Dude, they have them everywhere. They have, like, New South Wales. They have, like, Sydney, Auckland, like, New Zealand, like, all these places.
It's a gateway show.
It really is. It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. What would you say, Cole?
There's a show on Apple Plus that I want to watch because it's... everything I read about it, it's like an interesting premise, and everything I read about it's like, oh, this is the best show on TV. I watched one episode, and again, it's too in depth for me to watch like at night with the volume down as my child sleeps right there. It's the one where the alternate universe where the Russians win the space race.
Oh, that one's good.
I can't remember the name. Some Loud Noises or something like that.
Not which service is it on?
Apple Plus.
Yeah, what if?
For All Mankind.
For all mankind, not loud noises. For all mankind.
That comes on after. That's 8:30.
Yeah, that entire premise is interesting to me. That's something I want to finish or catch up to, rather.
I think I'm a couple episodes into that one. Very good show. Very good show.
If we're going to start doing just what if shows, I need to, like, what if the Lakers got the 6th pick in that draft? What's winning time look like? is Terry Cummins in L.A.? Magic's a Sacramento King, a Kansas City King. How funny is that, Jerry Buss? That was all I had for shows. So we got some sports, some tunes. I'm trying to talk some tunes.
Do we want to do athlete and sports moment of the year and then get into tunes?
We could do that.
All righty.
I'm fine with that. What does an athlete or sports moment jump out at anybody?
So both of mine are UFC based.
And, ooh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And my
none of mine are UFC based, so I like the balance.
So my athlete, I had a lot of choices off the top of my head, and then when I went to look into them, it turned out they all happened last year. So my guy for this year is none other than Alex Pereira, who just beat Israel Adesanya for his belt. He went on an insane run this year, 3-0 this year. He beat Bruno Silva, who was 22-5. He beat Sean Strickland, who was 25-2. And he beat Izzy, who was 23-0. And now he's the middleweight champion of the UFC. So that's my athlete of the year.
You good? McMahon, did you have honorable mention or who just missed the cut?
I did Justin Jefferson because he's been pretty good in the NFL this year.
He's sick. Yeah.
Not today. Specifically not today, but the rest of the year, he's been killing it.
So that was my honorable mention.
Mick, I didn't even know if I picked one. Like, I have candidates. I don't even know if I picked one. I have to pick one. Who you got, Cole?
Justin Jefferson did cross my mind, but I don't know that he did anything absurd enough to warrant it. Not that he's not a delight, but I was like, athlete of the year. I went with someone who didn't get enough adulation awards for my specific liking, and I've truly never seen anything like it. It's Shohei Ohtani. I mean, what else? What, like, I genuinely tried to sit. I was like, no quarterback did anything crazy. No college athlete did anything absurd to me. Victor will have his day. It's not his turn yet. The NBA, no. Again, if it had gone differently, yes. To me, it's Ohtani. Like, first team and second team at two different positions. Legitimately... We don't have to think about Babe Ruth anymore because we get to watch a better version of Babe
much
Ruth
better.
Now.
Much,
so
much
it's,
better.
It's absurd. Like, everything he does is just so absurd. To get better as a pitcher this year after being as dominant as a hitter last year and not really losing anything as a hitter this year, he might just have this spot until he doesn't. You know, like, until he retires. Like, this just might be the Shohei Ohtani Award for me.
He just picks up other professional sports. He's also a professional guitar player, basketball. Yeah, no, that's... I didn't hate that. I hadn't considered him, but which I think goes to your point. Like, why isn't he talked about everywhere for everything?
Right, yeah.
Decent. Maybe I can help me pick the candidates I had. Like, Steph. Sorry, Mick, for what he did. Serena for her run into the U.S. Open. Asia Wilson had a great run. The one he shouldn't be here, but this is just, he should have never been anywhere. This calendar year, Stetson Bennett.
Oh.
Yeah.
This calendar year, Stetson Bennett avenged the loss against Alabama in the conference championship. Has not lost a game yet. Ain't got a free trip to New York, man. He knew, he said, man, it's all right. It's all right, man. That's the Heisman Trophy. So I don't know if it's so much athlete or finesser of the year, but I think I have to give it to my next choice because I think he pulled off both. Matthew Stafford threw 21 interceptions last year in 20 games. He threw it to the Offensive Player of the Year a lot. Now, he helped make him the Offensive Player of the Year for sure. But he definitely was like, that guy's, I'm going to throw it over there quite a bit. And I legit think he made the Hall of Fame last year off one, like just winning the Super Bowl. With the numbers, he's like, you look at the records fastest to like 5, 10, 20, all that. He got those. And he also knew, he's like, man, my arm is this close to falling off. Right? Like, I need to get out of Detroit, like, now. And he did, and he won, and he got another contract for it. $63 million guaranteed at the time of signing. I don't even know if he could, like, he had to have somebody else hold the shoulder.
That was the last bit he had in his arm.
Spent. That's when the phone cut off. But he gets 63 for signing, 130 guaranteed if he plays it out. I think the move for him, honestly, if he retire like soon, like not even this year, but maybe after next year, retire early, that pushes the Hall of Fame case even more, I think. It's like, oh man, he got out, he won, and then the arm just fell apart. You have all the fastest two records. He played one healthy season, won a ring, the next year got hurt. That helped, to me, the Hall of Fame case more than if he just hangs on. Now, 130 guaranteed is a reason to hang on, so I get it, but he'll walk into calling games for whatever streaming service he wants to. Even if it's like SEC Network or ES, like college games, whatever, he'll be somewhere. So I was like, man, 21 picks, man. You was just Matthew Stafford all along. But you knew you had one last play in you. And you called it at the right time. So I think I got to give Stafford Athlete of the Year for somebody that'll be calling Kentucky Vanderbilt on SEC 6 next year, still making $162 million from the Rams.
I was gonna say for Stetson, in the past, I remember I gave it to Trevor Lawrence when he was coming off the title, had his team back in the playoffs, and was projected to go number one. If Stetson were in that same spot, won the title, is back in the playoffs, and was gonna be a first round pick, I think it would be him over Stafford, but for sure not gonna be a first. I can't say for sure. Most likely won't be a first round pick. Shouldn't be.
Yeah, correct. I do think he's played his way into. He's going to, I think, rightfully get NFL looks. I don't know if that's as an undrafted free agent or as a day three guy or whatever. But we can't look at what Purdy doing right now and tell him it's like this guy playing that well is Mr. Irrelevant.
Right.
Maybe Stetson's your backup. Like I'm not saying you just build the plane out of Stetson. But I think he's played his way into some opportunities. And if not, I know he was passing out insurance salesman cards in New York, man. All them Heisman get Tim Tebow. You need a new Cadillac? I'm Stetson Bennett. Come on down to Stetson Bennett's Cadillacs.
Filled out that Rolodex.
We'll see. Because again, he balls these next two and it might get dicey. Now, so our sports moments.
Sports moment. I had Aaron Donald's ring me celebration, the walk-off sack, and immediately taking off your helmet and pointing to it is as strong of a moment. And it happened so long ago. Like I was trying to think individual moments. That FTX shill Steph Curry will get no love from me. For sure not. Criminal of the year, perhaps. But baseball, there wasn't a moment that's like the one moment from baseball that stood out to me was Bryce hitting that home run and the Philly fanatic standing on the dugout behind him and pointing, but they didn't win the World Series. So it hurt a little bit in that regard. The Astros didn't do anything that like truly stood out to me. Again, the Warriors don't count.
Yeah, one clean. That stood out to me. I think.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, one on the level.
And then for football, that was colder than any other. It's like Steph did the sleeping thing every fucking round. Aaron Donald didn't do the ring me thing after every sack. Also would have been pretty cool. But the fact that he did it in that moment where it was like, no, that's mine now. That was cold to me.
I don't remember. Was it the sack first or the Samaje Perine play? Because wasn't it those back to back? And then
I think that's what it was. It was
then the ring me. It was the game ending.
Right.
Play. And even better, like the tape now of McVay telling people on the sideline, Aaron Donald's about to make us a play and win this game. what do you know? School sports moments.
My sports moment of the year. I got two of them now. Now that I think about it, I already mentioned Alex Pereira, so I'm not going to do his KO. But I got the two other KOs that I loved this year. Leon Edwards, my number one sports moment. Leon Edwards knocking out Kamaru Usman. Usman was like the pound for pound number one fighter in the world when that happened. He was winning that fight. He was up four rounds, I think. And then boom, perfect.
And he wasn't.
he wasn't. That he was taking a nap. So that's got to be my sports moment as a combat sports fan. And then my second one will be Jiří Procházka when he submitted Glover Teixeira, because that was with 30 seconds left in the fight, and he was also going to lose that fight if it went to a decision. So to take both of those after hard-fought fights from the jaws of defeat, as they say, got to be my sports moments right there.
Fine calls. I've got two. They might be tied, man. I really just can't choose because one on a major level, I think was a bigger sports moment, but one just on a personal level. On a personal level, Louisville basketball's big swing being to hire John Calipari's right hand man to watch him lose his first 9 games. The first 3 by 1 point, and then 1 point again, and the next 6 by an average of 25 points per game. So Louisville basketball, their big swing being self-sabotage is the personal one. And I'm still afraid that the worse it gets, that Calipari is just going to groove them one when they play. Like, get back on your feet here, my friend. On the bigger level, this is a lock for me. Coach K losing his last home game to North Carolina, going into the tournament, the favorite, and then losing to North Carolina again in the Final Four. Going out sad 2 times it could have been Wake Forest. Like, it could have been another ACC team.
I think it's not different that it was North Carolina.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It could have been, but it's like, oh, man, to lose your last game. It happens. Everybody don't win the championship their last season. To lose your last game at home and then your last game ever to your direct rival. Unmatched. That's my sports moment of the year.
You went so hate-fueled. My sports moment of the year now might be Aaron Boone showing his team highlights.
Yes. Turn it up.
The 2004 Red Sox before they promptly got swept by the Houston Astros. What a moment. What a moment in time that I'll cherish forever.
Again, that's Kenny Payne right now showing. Listen, they kicked our ass the last 10 years, okay? Say they beat us by 40, 50 points today. Are you any less of a man? Yes, but I like the hatred. That's the only two things I was thinking about my sports moments. Why I couldn't choose.
I just thought of the hater one. It was that the racist UFC fighter who, when he got knocked out, the guy gave him the double birds.
Like standing over him.
He was standing over him, double birds. I'll pull it up. Let's pull this up.
Actually, this is a. I think no, this counts as a sports moment while Scoob's pulling that up. Scoob not knowing the Army and Navy football players had to, to actually be in the Army and Navy is maybe my sports moment of the year.
That was pretty good.
I saw the they're about to sign a bill that makes it so those guys have to do their service. They can't get out of it for the NFL or anything.
I'm shocked that wasn't already a thing.
It's the one. There's one guy. He is pissed. He's like McShay's, I think, number one outside linebacker. Goes. He's 6'7", like a monster. And he had, I think, 16 sacks last year. Everybody realized he was good. They only block him now. And he had 3 sacks. And they're like, he might go first round. And they might pass this bill. And he's like, you're kidding me, man.
That's
like,
crazy.
It's tough. It is a tough break.
I think his name's Andre Carter. It's very close to the name of Jalen. I know it's very close because every time I see him in the, I usually see him at the top of the second round and I'm like, the Georgia guy? And then I read Army. I'm like, oh yeah, no, not the same guy at all. But still a monster, yeah.
It's one of those, like, they just, like, the regular video, they show all the other cadets and then it cut to him and he's 6'7". It's like, man, oh man, you should have been an Alabama man, boy, all along.
Yeah, they can transfer in those first 2 years. You got to do it then.
But it's something to where I think it, maybe that's when it goes to the third year. You make some type of commitment to where you either finish it or you have to pay all your whatever and XYZ. So he also wasn't a first round pick 2 years in. So it's like it's nasty. That's the sports moment. We talking about hating. That's some hating right there. As a Navy fan making that rule. So nah, this year in particular, he got to go back to school. What else? I got like non-sports moments of the year.
Oh yeah.
Or do we want to do some tunes first? I'm listening.
Good with either.
Some good nons. It's not my biggest one, but just a notable one. Lizzie in a box. In a box. Lizzie's in a box.
In a box. In a box.
That was just a notable moment, just for me personally. Maybe no one else.
And that happened at a sporting event. I don't know. It's both, I would argue.
Yeah, I think it checks both. What moments or sports adjacent moments you guys got?
Mine was not sport adjacent at all, but mine was Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars. I almost forgot about that. I mean,
I was gonna say if we're getting into like outright, that was in my like shocking, like what the fuck moment of the year. It was my number one by far.
Yeah, that by was far. That was my moment of the year, my what the fuck everything of the year. Like, and now Will Smith can't even get his movies played, like crazy.
I'm seeing the Twitter promos for that movie. I said, man, they down bad. But yeah, no, that was my number one. My number two while we're here was the Estee Lauder senior executive John Dempsey getting fired after posting a meme. My nigga Snuffy done got the Rona at a Chingy concert. He lost a $10 million a year job.
I forgot that was this year.
I didn't. I'll never forget it. That was my number two. I think about that every so often and how I think he makes those memes. He's so tapped in. You don't stumble upon that in his position, but no, Will Smith won, Dempsey two for me.
he's either going to be like a huge Chingy or Snuffy fan or both, because otherwise it makes no sense whatsoever how this came into his possession.
He also said he didn't read the entire meme when he posted it. So we, come on. lost his gig over that.
So, most expensive meme in history.
Worth it. Worth it. Mick, you got any shocking moments? What do you got?
To some people, for sure. Quitting my job and coming to work with my pals instead.
It was on my list. It was on my YC as well. Yeah. On my list.
That was far and away the moment of the year for me. I don't know if anything I mean, Will Smith was shocking to me. He knew he was going to slap him, just like me quitting was shocking to a large swath of people. I knew it was coming. But yeah, that was like comfortably number one for me. The Will Smith one was very funny. The Estee Lauder one.
I was going to say, you're coming up in behind Dempsey, respectfully. Yeah. But,
one B for me.
Big Bird there with the mask. It could have been any rapper.
I disagree. The Chingy makes it so much. Why would you? Like,
that's why he got fired. It wasn't the choice language. It's a Chingy man, really.
He's had a hit since 2003. Come on.
You're out of here. Oh, I had another, just in shocking moments. Adam Levine, I may need to see the booty. And then following it up with the, I'd do anything for it. I said, man, he just like me. I was shocked to find that out, that he was just like me. Not to read that he was texting like that. I was shocked to find out how much he and I have in common.
Oh, Miles Sanders, the late addition. Miles Sanders, I think about that anytime. Like, I don't even like have anyone in my.
He said, man, I feel like rushing for 200 tomorrow, man. Let me see what she's doing.
I don't know if you guys have done this, but I've before we do the show, I imagine Miles Sanders being like, man, if he hosted a podcast, he'd text his girl like, I got the show. You know what that means.
We go live at noon. Bring me to my knees before noon. Completely deflate me before we record.
Some pleasure with my podcast, please. But
we go out the best show ever, man. Like, wow, what a show. What a show.
On that same note, me introducing Scoob to the trampolines in Utah when he said the Lord has left the chat. Unbelievable. That was like one of the first shows too. That was very,
yeah, it was early.
They really have too many trampolines there. It's really, really suspicious.
It's jarring to think about. They're not funny, but just definitely like what the fuck moments. Brittany Griner spent 9 months in Russian prison.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was all this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole, hey, Brittany Griner got arrested for a little bit of hash oil and a vape. Sounds like it might not be good. Sounds like she might be coming home. Talk about it. Don't talk about it. We're working on it. We can't say we're working on it. 9-10 months passed. And she home, but that was shocking. And also currently, Meg Thee Stallion's currently in a trial. For alleging to have been shot by Tory Lanez. Just those words in general. Shocking to me.
I feel like you left out one of the more shocking details from the Griner case, that Vin Diesel got her home.
Before Christmas.
In exchange for the Merchant of Death. You gotta have that on the end.
And it's, no, I do have to tell the whole trade. I guess that part of it was shocking as well, that MOD went straight up for BG, but just all of that in general. Like not only a player, like a well-known, famous, like, a Hall of Fame. Brittany Griner's going to walk into the Hall of Fame when she retires. And it's like, nope, she's gone for 8, 9, 10 months. Shocking to me.
And then Michael Parsons was like, we could have got Paul Whelan too. Come on, man. We could have got him too.
He said, we should have held out, asked for more. Any more shocking moments? Ime Udoka, just that whole thing, just in terms of like, what? Sham said what came out?
Why is Woj's picture so big on this announcement?
Yeah, breaking news.
The UFC guy coming out with the broken leg and doing the kick, and then all that fallout still going on. That's a what the fuck moment.
Least shocking to the books. Least shocking moment of all time to the books. FN Mecca also this year. Just that whole everything. And yeah, I think those are my shockers of the year. Sports or otherwise.
I like it.
Got any more, Mick?
I'm trying to think of any other shocking ones.
Oh, we had a World Cup in Qatar that actually went off and happened.
So far,
yeah. Two weeks from now, people are like, "Oh no!"
Yeah, that aged terribly. Yeah, that's all the ones I had. At least I'm sure. I know we're missing some. Actually, yeah, we have to. I think the voicemail line is set up now, school.
Yeah, I do have the voicemail line set up. I figured the week we could have people call in with their best stuff, you know, like the things they enjoyed, and we could just do it during the show during the week.
I'll say, yeah, best show moments of the year. I was gonna say, I know we're forgetting some big, mm-hmm. like shocking moments
for sure.
So yeah, we'll have that posted. Call in, leave us a voicemail, and we'll rock with those.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Tunes time?
I think so.
I think it's Tunes time.
Then we got. Are we doing crap of the year to tie it all off at the end?
Oh yeah.
Oh, of course. I thought the rightful finale.
All right.
Album songs. Where do we go first?
I lean songs first.
Songs. Let's do it.
I only got one. It's the biggest bird. I mean,
it was on my list.
That song's been in my head every day since I've heard it. I just sit here, like, don't know what you heard. Like,
I don't know what you heard. That's because the thing is, I don't know what you heard.
Biggest Bird. I have no other songs in my head, really. DJ, I liked a lot of DJ Sabrina, the Teenage DJ songs. So, pretty much that. A lot of mashups there. So. Like that.
So once she spins in Biggest Bird, Scoob's like, all my worlds are colliding. McMahon, song or songs?
I left Biggest Bird off because I knew we would talk about it. I knew it was going to be mentioned.
Definitely. Definitely.
So far ahead of the pack. This is like 6-2, really. I've got Tomorrow too, Glorilla and Cardi B. I think that beat, in a different era, we've heard every person on that beat by now. I thought it was the perfect pass it off to everyone.
12-minute remix.
Yeah, and I think everyone just agreed. Now they killed it. There was no reason.
Yeah, no meat left on that bone.
Yeah. I mean, they both did smoke it. Poland, Lil Yachty. We finally know where he took the walk.
On my list.
It had long troubled me personally. Didn't know where he took it. Now we know. Less Than Zero, The Weeknd. Just thought it was a really good fucking song. Not much more to it than that.
Okay.
Puffin' on Zooties by Future. Despite it not being 15 minutes long, as I'd requested, still really good for the 250 it is, or whatever.
So yeah, you got to find the YouTube match where somebody just got it for 12 hours straight of puffing on Zooties. She's calling me daddy. Don't come back from the moon. Yeah. What else you got?
My number one was When Sparks Fly by Vince Staples. I thought that song was insane. Insane artistry. That I appreciated. I thought Vince Staples put together his best. Like he was building to the. I know we've talked about it with Tyler the Creator a lot in the past. Like building to a point. I felt like Vince Staples built to the album he put out this year. You always saw the talent. He had had some good, like he'd had good albums before, but nothing to the level.
Did he put out two this year?
If he did, I only know of one of them.
It's got like the two faces on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one I'm thinking. I thought it was another. It might have been a previous album. What did you have? Honorable mentions or close cuts?
I can pull up the. I do a running playlist every year. Like at January 1st, I just start a playlist named that year, and then I just add to it throughout the year.
The Apple and Spotify wrapped in reverse. You're jumping the gun. When I used to keep up on play, that's the way to do it. It's the right way to do it.
Yeah, because otherwise I do forget.
How could you not?
So like Impala by Young Nudie, Zipper Bags by Freddie Gibbs. Lil Uzi dropped a tape that I played a lot this year. It didn't make either of these top fives, but it was very enjoyable. So I'd put like Cigarette on there for honorable mention. Snowfall and Westside Junior, the intros from Jeezy and Westside Gunn's most recent albums. Those are what I need from intros in my life. Like, let's set the tone and let's set it early. And I think both of those did that. Both of them have DJ Drama as well. And I'm glad to see his resurgence also.
Not a coincidence. Tyler, the
creator. Yeah, correct. I thought Superhero off the Metro tape with Future and regrettably Chris Brown at the end, but I thought Future smoked it. I'm trying to think.
Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill. That was a song I listened to a lot this year.
Yeah, that's the biggest bird knocked from the top of the charts for school.
And then my top song was Heavy by Collective Soul, I think. I think that's the band. That's a classic song.
It's your favorite song, man. I think I know the band.
Bad memory. Bad memory.
Same.
Two Stiz songs, Star Power and Blessings. Star Power featuring Currency and Blessings featuring Nobody.
Featuring Cousin Stiz. I think I got six for my final five, so no real order. Wait For You, Future, Drake, and Tims. I never liked you. It came and went, and I was like, I'm not sure why. Not sure why. Yeah. So that was there. $25,000 Jacket by Gunna and Baby. Might get a new one soon now that one of these gentlemen may be on the other side. Say No More by Sada Baby. I think that was my number two played song all year on like the Wrapped. Hotel Lobby by Quavo and Takeoff. None to Do, like the intro to the Nudie is like one of my favorite intros, one of my favorite Nudie songs. That was my number one play, but only because this other one was a late entry. Feel the Fire by Metro, Takeoff, and ASAP Rocky. He says ASAP's name, so I'm sure Takeoff knows ASAP Rocky's on that song. But it bothers me that ASAP Rocky's on that song. It doesn't sit right with me. You know what I mean? But they didn't
He's got shoes to buy, Withers. What don't you understand?
I said, man, just can you get out the way and let Takeoff rap about rap through the alphabet? I'm also a sucker for an alphabet rap. Easiest way to sucker me in. Hey, boy, I see what you're doing. I said, nah, he's spitting.
Who do you think has the best alphabet rap? Because I have
Papoose. Come on.
All right, that's alphabet. He slaughtered the alphabet. I didn't ask you who do you think
many
murdered
times,
the alphabet. I've got one that immediately comes to mind.
Earl Sweatshirt.
Ooh, I bet Earl. I don't. Which song?
All of them.
Yeah, he might. Honestly.
Oh, I don't know. I was just throwing out a name.
He seems like he would do something like that.
He knows the letters. At least 24 of them.
No, that's what I was assuming. I was assuming if he's done it, he's probably done it well.
And he probably has. It wouldn't surprise me. For me, number one is Andre 3000 on Hollywood Divorce. A is for Adamsville, B is for Bowen Holmes, C if I give a fuck, and he's at E before you even know what he's doing.
If you like him, but he knows you don't. That's the thing. He knows that you don't. Those are the best ones. You look up and it's like M, and you're like, wait a minute. How far is he going to go?
You're the worst, too, now that we're talking about it.
Hey, by the time you realize, no, you're at T, it's like, you got to finish this thing out now. so Yeah, that's up there. But now, Feel the Fire, that's probably my song of the year. But also another late addition, Dolph and 2 Chainz, Beep Beep, is just art. Just art. That'll be up there on my next Spotify Wrapped, I'm guessing. So those were my songs of the year. Which leaves albums. What were we listening to this year, boys? What took the top spots?
This is, once again, tough for me because I normally just listen to the radio or the Discover Weekly and let that
play. Radio?
Well, no, like you take one song and you do the radio and you just listen to you play.
Okay. That you 93.1.
No.
Just listening to commercial. Yeah, Scoob just in his rocking chair. Yeah.
My uncle likes the religious songs radio. That's what he likes. So you'll catch him listening to that in the living room.
104.1.
But yeah, so I got my albums. I didn't put these in order, did I? Oh, jeez. Okay, yeah. I kind of did.
They all tie for first.
Yeah, they're all tied for first. Let's do that. Halsey, If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power. Metro Boomin, Heroes, Villains. That's a really good album. It was produced by the Nine Inch Nails guy, Trent Reznor.
Trent Reznor.
Yeah, Atticus.
I might have to listen off the title of the strength alone.
Halsey's a boss. There's no denying it.
Yeah.
Like when Rick Ross came, God Forgives, I Don't. I said, man, I need to pre-order that one.
So it was Metro Boomin, Heroes, Villains, Saba, Few Good Things. Harry Styles, Harry's House, and Ethel Kane, Preacher's Daughter. I really liked those albums. Spun those a lot this year.
McMahon?
I think I if I had to guess, this will be on yours as well. EA Monster by Young Nudy.
That's right.
Maybe the most concise album of the year. Like, just, he was like, I've got some things to say, and then we're out of here.
I've also spent the most hours looking at that artwork
on Apple Music. It just keeps going. Yep. Yeah,
I said, man, what a haunted house. Great project by Nudie. I was hearing the whispers that Nudie had fell off, and greatly exaggerated are the rumors of his demise. He still got the fastball.
What were the two tweets after Lil Baby dropped his album? It was the old newspaper tweets. It was like rumors that Lil Baby is washed. And he beat the case. And then it was rumors that Lil Baby makes the same song.
Convicted as charged. Yeah, that was a tough one. No, yeah, this is great. And I don't know when they started it. And some, I feel like some definitely go back. But when you are on the album page, the will animate. So I've lost hours just watching this this thing animate. But yes, this was on my list.
Fear of the Dawn, Jack White. Every once in a while, Jack White just drops a banger in your lap. He dropped two albums this year. This one was so strong, I didn't even get to the second one yet because I can't imagine he dropped two fire albums the same.
He gonna be like, man, you only listen to the trash one.
Texas Moon, the follow-up EP to Texas Sun by Leon Bridges, and I am definitely going to say the name of the band incorrectly. Krangbin? Krangbin. Yeah.
I think it's, yeah.
Yeah, so Krangbin and Leon Britt. Texas Sun's amazing. Texas Moon. Also, they're two for two in my eyes.
I haven't heard, I know of Bridges, I have heard Krangbin. They have good stuff. So,
yeah.
Them making good stuff together, surprising, to say the least.
I think you would like both of those. I think it would take you about a half hour to listen to both.
I like them already.
Number two, Ramona Park, Broke My Heart, Vince Staples. I thought that was rap album of the year for me. And number one, my take about this person is that, for me, since he started making music, I don't know if anyone's made better music for the totality of his career. Don FM by The Weeknd. I think he's just my favorite artist. That, like, he's always been Future Junior to me. He just sings instead of croons like Future does.
Can't he just be The Weeknd, man? Why you got to be the Future post school?
Yeah. Well, because when they link up, their powers like go up by a multitude of 10. When they drop low,
yeah, they multiply. Like, yeah, they
goodness gracious, yeah, they sure do, because they're looking at the same side of the coin from different parts of the continent.
Yeah, like on some X-Men shit.
Yeah. But yeah, Don FM, I've seen, this goes viral every month too. I miss when The Weeknd made haunted stripper music from his first three mixtapes, and it's like he's saying the same things.
Like, it don't sound the same though, man.
It doesn't. It's very 80s, like synth pop. Ever since he linked up with Daft Punk, he was like, oh, there's a lane here for sure, for sure. And yeah, I don't know. I like both. I very much like both.
As is your right, man. I like them both, Your Honor.
Yeah, they can't see.
Both.
We got them at gunpoint right now. They can't see.
Yeah, pick, man. You got to pick. No, a couple of mine have already been mentioned. Metro, Hero and Villains, EA Monster. Future, I Never Liked You. Again, not his best, but his... I can't even use LeBron no more, but it used to be like LeBron has a 26.5 assists, 6 rebounds. Not his best night, but are you comparing it to everybody or are you comparing it to LeBron? And I think Future gets compared against himself. So that was up there for me. Sada Baby, Bardi Air Bounty 3, got a lot of spin from me. Kendrick, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers, and Beyonce Renaissance. Like the one project that had a hold on me for like months. Like I was able to break it. I know some haven't been so strong until she drops. Rumor is she recorded 3 at the exact same time, like 2 years ago. And it's just like, I'll release the other one whenever the people want it. And the people are like beating down the door for it. And she's like, no. So it will have to do, but
those people aren't going anywhere. I understand why.
And she got them by the titty balls. And they're not going nowhere. And I'm not either. So until then, Renaissance, my number one.
And it's got to be number one because her album was so good. Isn't the rumor like Drake heard it and like renamed his because.
Wait.
It was the same. His genre. Came out.
Yeah, the rumor, I think that he moved it up and his came, like, honestly, never mind. Because basically, yes. It's like we were both trying to do the house dance music. And her shit more John Blaze than mine. Like, self-awareness, at the very least.
Comfortably.
And I was like, I don't have any of the songs of the year, but I was like, it's all of it. I've never put on Renaissance and been like, I need to listen to one song and only one song. I usually listen to that song and then wherever else it plays. If I need to hear the fourth song, it plays the rest. If it's song 13, then I just listen to it from there. So that's my number one.
I didn't even hate, honestly, never mind. Like, I didn't think
it wasn't bad. Yeah. But if you're hearing this, and it's the a Chrysler 300, not a bad car. You know what I mean? Till it pulls up next to the Bentley, like Cat Williams says. And you see the Bentley, and you're like, never mind. So I get it. Is that all? Do we have? I think we've got one last thing to do, boys. Are you ready to do some crapping? Have I forgotten anything? I can't do a premature crap, but I think we got some crapping to do, and we'll get the people out the door.
I'm ready to crap.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything else.
Yeah, I think we, Coach K losing, Louisville basketball. I checked all my marks. Jimmy Kimmel laying on the floor Quinta Brunson won the Emmy? Just a weird, like, why? Just like every picture forever just has his stupid ass laying up there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I feel it was a terrible year for award shows now that I think about it.
Yeah.
For which side? I've talked and cared about him more than I ever have. For someone who hasn't seen any of the movies or shows, as we previously discussed, was locked in on Will Smith slapping Chris Rock, which was a thing that happened.
I might have to make my crap that, because there are still people upset. Like, who's the 40-year-old virgin director?
Apatow.
Yeah, Judd Apatow being like,
he could have killed him.
Yeah. I'm scared for my own life. He wasn't even there. And even if he was, it wasn't like
wasn't there. I'm scared.
Next to Chris Rock, like the follow through might also hit me. Like he was nowhere near the scene.
Innocent bystander from a slap.
Someone could have seen that and said, I've always wanted to do that to Judd Apatow. He's next.
He's like, nah, I can't host any of these award shows. They might get me like that. So a net positive, maybe. Who got some crap?
I'm ready. So let me
we'll flip into the new page.
My crap of the year is the Russian and Ukraine war. Get that!
Oh, wow. Geopolitical school.
Get that!
Knock it off, you two. Yeah.
Yeah, get that crap over with. What is this? Two toddlers fighting? Come on, man. I gotta print a couple $1 billion every couple weeks to deal with it. Come on. Get that crap done. That crap better be over with next year. I'm going to have to get involved, get in the office room and settle it with the boys. And no one's going to like when that happens, because no one gets toys then. You guys got toys right now. You better be happy. Get over it.
It better be wrapped up by Christmas.
Two thumbs down for the Ukraine and Russia war.
A fair crap. A fair crap. I don't. I guess I got a little minor crapping to do. Okay. Herschel some Walker, seepage. Man. some mud butt.
Yeah.
No, Herschel Walker. You could have just sat there and just been a legend, man. You could have just sat there and been a UGA. Just won a title. Probably about to win another one. You could have just been like, hey, remember when I was that guy? You could have just shut the fuck up and ate your food, essentially. And now you out there looking silly. All your family business is dredged up. And I don't know what's next. And it's like, you could have just sat there and been signing helmets, man. It could have all been so simple. So, not my crap of the year, but some crap. Some crap. Mick, you got any crapping?
Yeah, that I'm glad we all are going this route. Elon Musk and mainstream media on top of that too. Grow the fuck up. I've always heard it was the liberal media, and the liberal media all year was like, the red wave is coming. Threateningly. Like it was a threat. Like, no, listen, it's too late. It's a tsunami. It's going to drown your family and for everyone you've ever known will be hit by the wave. And then it didn't. Didn't even come close. It was the most successful midterm election since FDR, who I believe had two midterms because he was president for fucking 8 years. No, excuse me, 16 years. 16 years.
Boy, had about six terms.
Yeah. So the threatening way in which that was done, and like the whole if the right ran a candidate like John Fetterman, and it was like Herschel Walker's right there, like they are running a candidate much worse than the guy who just had a stroke. Like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, he's not that great in this debate. He's done the job at a lower level before. We know he's a
at any servant. Level.
Yeah, we know he's a public servant. We know he cares about the people of Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz, are you kidding me? That was a real thing that happened? You talk about shocking thing from this year.
Dr. Oz, you could have just sat there and been Dr. Oz, dude.
He tried to get his TV show back, and they were like, a lot of people don't like you now, man.
Look at Nestor. Now, Herschel will definitely have a sector, like the people that were wearing the Run Herschel Run. But now, it ain't, you can't just go back as like, hey, just remember me and the Heisman commercial guy? No, man. Because you ain't want to sit down and eat your food.
Well, even I'm thinking like the right-wing Georgia fans, like, he lost. Like, I'm sure they're not pumped with him, too. Like, well, you like, know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, what do we need you for now?
Yeah.
You lost. So,
yeah,
you could have just been Mr. 34 for everybody, and now it's fuck that guy from everybody. So,
yeah. And Musk is really my big crap because it's just, get like, him. I can't stand people who, whether or not you think the jokes are funny, try and tell jokes, but the second the jokes get turned on them, literally ban your account. Suspend you from the internet. I can't stand, like, I was a camp counselor for many years, and every once in a while you'd see kids create their own game, and then one kid would start losing, and in the middle of losing would change the rules so that he'd be kind of like Jam with our soccer tournament. Just change the rules and the scoring system so you could start winning. And like jumping into his spaces and getting pressed. Like, if you want to be Mr. Relatable, if you want to be Mr. Funny, if you want to not be Mr. Son of Emerald Miners from South Africa, like, if you want to try and literally sway elections by buying one of the larger social media platforms and tweeting out who you think people should vote for, and then people continuously tell you both online, both at the ballot box, and when you get on stage in San Francisco for some unknown fucking reason, no, we don't really fuck with you like that. But mostly, it's like Twitter, it's not like Jack was some great person. I think we all agree on that point. It's not like we were like, oh man, Jack. It's not, he's no Tom from MySpace is what I'm trying to say here.
A saint. Tom is a saint.
But he mostly left us the fuck alone. He'd verify a few Nazis here and there, but he left us the fuck alone. Just gave us
banned him years and years and thousands of complaints later. Tell the whole story, Mick. He only let it go on for 5, 6, 7 years.
For one incredibly important election cycle, yeah. But to incite people daily to go after other public servants who tried to handle the second biggest or biggest curveball of his life, if you count AIDS is worse than COVID. Depends on which way you really want to look at it. But a guy who's had to handle two of the biggest messes in human history, yeah, he didn't do it perfectly. We're still trying to tear that guy down.
It's priorities. Just
hard. It's just very weird. Making polls, and when people vote on the polls, and it makes you look stupid. You change the polls, and they still vote the same way. It's just like,
who want me? Man. No, I'm buying Instagram and shutting it down.
It's just my least favorite type of. Even the billionaire part doesn't bother me as much as just the person inside the husk of the skull that this is. And it's just like, where did he get all this country from? Like, where did he get all this runway? Where could we have gone back in time and put this fire out? Was it even a fire that could have been put out? But mostly it's just like, for very selfish reasons, that's my largest platform is Twitter. And I don't even like saying it that way, but like, that's where I get the most traction. I'm not the most handsome fella. Instagram's not for me. TikTok's, I'm too old for TikTok. Twitter is my lane. And it's like, to have to restart because of you. And I know a lot of people share this sentiment. We're not going anywhere. We're just going to keep telling you to your face you suck. And hopefully someone buys it from you. I don't imagine that's the way it's going to end. I imagine it ends getting shut down, which is really shitty. Because I enjoy the audience I've built. I don't even say audience like I'm above them or anything like that. I enjoy the following, the back and forth with the people that I've had there. I'm looking at two people who I wouldn't know without this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fucking infuriating watching what's happening. I can't even throw a rock at this guy. Like, there's nothing I can do. I feel helpless, and that's why I'm crapping on it.
Well, that's I wish I remember who tweeted it. It's like it's the one power we have. Billionaires have literally everything. They can't be denied of anything except for respect on Twitter. That's the only thing in the world. They cannot. They could go in any room and buy anything, 100 million of it, and every single time they log on and peek their head, boo! Every single person hates them. And until that ship goes down, that's the power that we have. Because he's not the only billionaire with thin skin.
For sure.
He's the only one. I feel like most people be like, man, you know what? Maybe I never look at this app that hurts my feelings instead of buying this app. If they don't like my ass on TikTok, guess where I'm not going? Guess where my ass ain't going?
He really said, boy, these people don't like me. You know what I'm going to do? Buy it and make them.
Buy it and make.
Physically pay for it during a recession. Yeah. You're going to.
But then be like, do they like me now? Not less. Whoa. Oh, well, that's jarring. So
the one positive I have seen is the richer Tesla shareholders have started turning up the heat on him on Twitter. So we'll see what happens.
They're about to be blocked.
Well, for sure, but they also they can do something financially about it. That's our one hope. These other rich white guys.
I was gonna say, if the Spaces was active, they just got to get a roasting session in there on him, man. It's just the only thing he'll learn. Like you go in there with honest questions, then you just hit him with a bofa, and then you just get like actual comedians in there posing as journalists, and they just wrote, and he just does not know what's going on, and that's probably what'll happen soon. That's the way this is gonna end. It's good crap, Mick. I don't want to cut you off.
I just picture like one of the first things he probably built at Twitter was literally an off button. Like he has like a physical button he can push to shut the website off. Yeah, like he definitely no two key turn. Like he just has one large button that he's gonna hit one day, and that'll be that. I'm not going to fucking Mastodon. I've seen people go to like Post-it or some shit. Like that's not how this ends.
Nah, it's. I had a great run. Like you said, met a lot of people that I never would have known existed. And it's like, yeah, if that all good things come to an end, if that happens, that happens. But like you said, just the way.
Yeah.
Like the car, if the car was going to coast until it just stopped, but he's like, no, I know how to drive here. And he just immediately took it off the highway. Oh, on some rocks. We in a tree right now. And he's shouting up, do you like me yet?
Was that good driving?
Yeah.
And he's
what's that tweet?
Trying it's to like, sell the car still.
It's a great car.
What's that one tweet? It's like, check this shit out. And it's like my one foot slips out and I fall on my ass. It's unclear what move I was trying to do. That's what this has been. The few months he's been with
him. Yeah, him looking up for judges' score.
Yeah.
And getting 0 points every single time. So, yeah. I cannot wait till there's not even a Twitter website by the time this post. Just because none of us knows how this is going to go. I got one final crap for the year. Jimmy Haslam and those Cleveland Browns. Now, they were one of many teams, many organizations trying to do exactly what they did in acquiring the Nasty Man. But one individual went above and beyond to secure his services. In turn, like the draft capital given up and the 230 or 228, 230, what that number alone is jarring for the circumstances. He had a contract he had just signed that he was just able to tear up and renegotiate a new one. Because Haslam and the Browns were like, yes, that's please. Bend us over more, please. So Haslam, the Browns, all that. And it's like, I've heard people talk about it. I don't even know what comes of this now. It's people on the Browns. Like, I like Nick Chubb. I don't want to root for him to lose because of this, but it's not fun to talk about. And imagine how like much less fun it is for the people that have to see his face, knowing that he means something completely different than he mean. He just the nasty man, the guy who was good at quarterback, and allegedly did some terrible things. But there's people who probably had nightmares. You know what I'm saying? And one organization above all said, that's what we want. That's what we want. We'll give you whatever you want, man. You want it all guaranteed. You could, please. I will lick the boot. So, crapping on the Browns. Crapping on Haslam. I brown the Brown. Bad move. Doesn't feel good. He gets the money either way, but I don't know. It's like just rooting him to be mid. Like bad enough to where everybody in that locker room is like, we have to move on from this guy. But they're like, we can't because we gave him the biggest guaranteed contract in sports. We have 4 years left. That's my crap. That's my final crap of the year.
It's a good one. It's a worthy one.
I thought so. I feel
got lost in a lot.
Feel
of
good
because so many other things happen, and I think that's what the Browns had to hope for. Like this will go away, which is
it will
the most disappointing part of it. Like just not that we disagree with it, but to a point. And we say a lot: sports is a disease, and this is as obvious the disease has looked because you it was such a confluence of events. You take the Browns, a team synonymous with losing, and specifically synonymous with losing quarterbacks. Like there's no other team that has the jersey with the 100 name on it. Like it is the Browns. And then you take the fact that most Browns fans, the only thing they've had over the years was like, hey, we lose, but at least we don't have Ben Roethlisberger as our quarterback. And then you make those,
we're not the Bengals. Guys getting arrested, you know what I'm saying?
Make those people look stupid. Your own fan, it's like, not only was it morally shitty, but it was also like shitting on your own fans who have been like,
literally,
I'll take a bad team if at least my, and that's not to say the Browns have never had a guy who did something bad. Of course, it's humans. It's not even the sport. It's humanity. Like every team's got something. Every job's got something. But to do it in this way was so unnecessary.
Yeah, and it's brought out. It's similar to what this Tory Lanez trial is bringing out. It's like the biggest defenders. You're not a Deshaun Watson fan. You know what I mean? Like the biggest defenders. It ain't because Deshaun Watson was a good quarterback. You're not defending Tory Lanez because you like his music that fucking much. It can't be. And it ain't because you just gung-ho for the law, the justice system.
No.
There's something bigger there. In both these cases, and I can't quite put my finger on it, but the same fan, like, again, it's legit female Browns fans that are like, what? This was my Sunday getaway. I can't enjoy none of this shit for the next, 8,500 games? What's that contract run for? My next 5-6 years, I can't enjoy none of this. Thanks a lot. And we not winning. Like again, like you said before, we weren't winning, but it was our guys. It wasn't. It looked this way. It felt good. Like they were laughing in the 0-16 year. That's why I was like, Browns fans, they something crazy, man. But they found joy in that. Yeah,
because it's like, all right, like we know we're gonna lose, but I know I'm going to the tailgate. I know I'm gonna see my friends. Now you go to the tailgate, and there's gonna be some people who overly embraced Deshaun Watson. I mean, we've seen it go viral several times this year. Different people, either with custom jerseys, not even just a Watson jersey, like a custom Watson jersey to say something inflammatory to incite you.
It's the whole point. And that's my people. You don't like Deshaun Watson that much. It ain't no way. Right. You're just a big Clemson fan. No, there's something bigger than that. Yeah. So that's the final crap. Unless I'm gonna cut anybody, any craps come to mind?
Nope, that's it for me.
Steph Curry, that wraps.
No, get him, close him out. I think that will do it for our year end. We're thankful to everybody that listened to a single minute of this. If you tuned in and gave us a thumbs up, subscribed, all that, we're thankful for you. Hopefully if you were listening to this out some traveling, Mercy, we don't know your holiday routine, and I don't want to assume. You say happy holidays around here, and it's felonious behavior. But no, we are thankful for you all. We got anything else? I'm really trying to, I want to close this out.
Any predictions for 23, our Jordan year?
Pain.
Quite possibly the world actually ends this year. Just something like the meteor actually comes this year. I could feel it.
Shub's going to go over to Russia and Ukraine and really accelerate it.
Now, Jack buys a new app to fake like his Twitter to get people to jump there, and then he bounces on that one too. Really fucks us twice. And Musk buys that one again, and we're just going this circle. We're going this circle till Jack's the richest man alive.
he just keeps selling things to Elon Musk. Then I wouldn't even hate it, yeah.
His final he buys it. Elon Musk. That's the final form. Mick, you got a prediction?
I don't know.
No. So no.
Yeah, I don't know. We find out who the true biggest bird is.
Oof.
All right. I don't like that end things on a good note, but there's nowhere to go if you're going to bring this kind of nastiness to our OBS lab of lies. So for the McMahon, for Scoob, for Jam YC, who could not be here, but for Chad, again, we really appreciate you all. And happy holidays, y'all.